Here's your Friday, May 9th PM news call. Cut one.
Jerry Honoré is a family historian at the Historic New Orleans Collection, and he started digging into the former Robert Prevost's family after hearing his last name. What he found was astounding. The new Pope's mother's family is rooted in New Orleans' 7th Ward.
Some of the names they carry are Flott, Rouzon, Fourier, Bonneris or Bagneris, Bottier, which was his maternal grandmother's maiden name.
Honoré says the Pope's mother is the youngest of 7 daughters in her family and was the only one born outside of New Orleans. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Cut two.
The Crawfish app says the average live crawfish price in Louisiana is $2.55 a pound, and with this being Mother's Day weekend, restaurants will be busy and those serving crawfish are selling mudbugs for about $4.90 a pound. That's a nickel cheaper than last week. Crawfish app co-founder Laney King says there's usually a slight uptick in crawfish prices heading into Mother's Day weekend, but because the crawfish catch is booming, live crawfish prices actually fell by a nickel. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Cut three.
All of their investigation culminated Tuesday evening, which began with a traffic stop on Mr. Wagner, and which resulted in his subsequent arrest.
Cut four.
Another thing that stood out in this arrest was 160 bottles of promethazine. That calculates out to about 20 gallons. The Wagner suspect also had a handgun.
Cut five.
This was a major, major blow to the narcotics trafficking in Rapides Parish. Our district attorney, Philip Terrell, is looking very forward to prosecuting this gentleman.
Cut six.
His mother's family, which is Martinez, they are rooted here in New Orleans. They go back well into the 19th century here, Catholic people of color from the 7th Ward area of New Orleans.
Cut seven.
His mother was born in Chicago in 1912, but she was the youngest of 7 daughters in her family, and all of the older girls, plus their parents, grandparents, were born in New Orleans.
Cut eight.
I just encourage everyone to pursue their genealogical research. You just never know what you might uncover.
Cut nine.
I read something not long ago that just said, if something is given to you, then you need to accept it with an open heart and an open mind, and I just appreciate it.
Cut 10.
I dreamed about entertaining. I love making people feel things. I love making people laugh and smile and cry. I'm sorry. I like to make you cry.
Cut 11.
Now I am a national officer, being the first national officer from Louisiana, being the first ever male president, and the first ever male of color, all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana.
And cut 12.
This is a different type of leadership for me, and so I am so glad to step into this role and to represent so many voices and so many people from so many different walks of life.
That's your PM News Call. Enjoy the weekend.